2014 marks the 60th anniversary of the landmark civil rights case Brown v. Board of Education. However, Brown could have been decided 1 year earlier if not for some unusual circumstances that brought the lawyers back to the Supreme Court to argue the case for a second time. After initial arguments in 1952, the justices met to decide the case and realized that they remained deeply divided. While most of the justices wanted to reverse Plessy v. Ferguson and declare separate but equal unconstitutional, they had different reasons for doing so. When the term ended in June 1953, the justices remained unable to reach a consensus and decided to rehear the case in December. But during the intervening months, unforeseen events changed the court. In September, Chief Justice Fred Vinson died, leaving a vacancy for President Eisenhower to fill. Eisenhower was in a bind. During his 1952 presidential campaign, he had promised then-Governor of California, Earl Warren, a seat on the court in exchange for California's electoral votes. Now he had to make Warren the chief. When Brown was re-argued in December 1953, Chief Justice Warren did something his predecessor had been unable to do, bring the justices to a unanimous decision. While the May 1954 Brown decision marks a turning point in the civil rights movement, it is the unusual circumstances surrounding the re-argument of Brown that allowed the court to state with a single unanimous voice that, quote, in the field of public education, the doctrine of separate but equal has no place. For KMUW, I'm Dr. Robin Henry.